We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the day.
Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. My beautiful sister in Christ, Tina Dobbs, is over there running the iPad. Y'all, we have some special guests in here this morning. I just am beside myself with excitement. Branch 15, Bobby Barnett and Joy Robinson.
Robinson.
Okay. How are you ladies doing this morning?
We are doing so good.
Yes. It's so great to have you here in the studio this morning. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get that posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Fain's Construction and Remodeling out of Weatherford, Oklahoma. Quality work by a company with Christian values. Remember to like, share, and comment so that we know you're listening. Even if it's later, we get notifications. I think I covered it all. I'm just so excited. Would you pray to start us out, sister?
Yes. I'd love to. God, I just thank you for Jesus and for just making a way that we can come to your throne directly. Thank you for fellowship with my sisters here this morning. And I thank you for giving us this opportunity to talk about you, God, and talk about what you've done for us, Lord. I thank you for the Hour of Power show, and I thank you for Branch 15. Lord, I ask you to bless our conversation. Whoever you want to hear this, Lord, put it on the loudspeaker for them. And let us glorify you, Lord. Let us not make much of this, but you make much of it. I thank you again for Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Fresh start, pure hope. And amazing grace.
Yes, that's our tagline.
Right on. Well, whenever y'all are ready, it's y'all, sisters.
Okay. Joy, you want to give them a little bit of your...
Yes, my name is Joy Robinson, and I'm with Branch 15. I'm a client supervisor. I haven't always been a client supervisor at Branch 15. I came in as a client. A little bit about my past history. I want to start with I want to start out with a dark night. I'd been in my addiction for over 25 years. Things that cause that addiction, there's many things put together. The hurt and the pain was there. I used it as medicine for myself and was way out of control. I remember crying out to God one night, I cannot do this by myself. I need your help. I cannot do this. A few weeks later, I had the feds running across my front yard. I think God was saving me that night. I spent 2 weeks in Grady County Jail and I was looking at life at first, and then they knocked it down 5 to 10 years. That's just how the federal system works. I got to be out on pretrial. My out is starting at the halfway house, and I was there for 6 months. I was then told by my pretrial probation officer that I can move out on my own because that would look good in front of the judge. So I had a friend by the name of Bailey, and I was saying, Bailey, let's get an apartment together. Even though she was a co-defendant, they were going to allow us to do that. The age difference, and they thought I would be a good example for her. But she comes up to me and says, no, Joy, my mom sent me this application. It's about Branch 15, and she was all excited about it. And I said, okay. I said, because I didn't want to be off by myself. I was still at that point where I couldn't be by myself. And so I decided to join Branch 15 with Bailey. My comments were, when she asked me was, is, well, I guess I can learn more about Christ. And that was done. And I, like, not in a big deal kind of way. It was kind of like a sarcastic type of way. Kind of meaning it, but not meaning it. When I got accepted into Branch 15, that's the day my life was changed. I had so much hurt and pain from my life, everything that I was dealing with. And Branch showed me a new way of processing, a new way of thinking through all this correspondence we do. We have a program class on Monday nights. They taught me how to deal with codependency. They taught me how to deal with relapse prevention. They taught me boundaries. They taught me how to love myself. But most of all, they taught me the love of Christ. I thought I knew Christ when I came into Branch 15, but I didn't really realize how much I really didn't know who truly Christ was. I had been saved and baptized, you know, and I believed in that God of fire, brimstone, and all the stuffs. Which kind of like I felt like going through my life that, I was shaming myself in front of God, and I was doing things that he would never forgive me for. I mean, I had just about given up, but Branch taught me that God loves me just where I'm at. One of the mandatory things that we had to do was we had to go to a church service, which they chose Life Church to go through. And Pastor Craig Crissell taught me a lot as I was learning about God. The love of God and how God stays with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. He always loves you. I read his book, Winning the War in Your Mind, telling me about how to make new ruts of thinking and how a process it is. All this stuff. God had put me in a place where I needed to be able to learn, to have the tools to be able to live this life. Not only do I live this life now, I'm so happy in it, and I just want to share the love of Jesus. After being at Branch 15 for about three, four months, I found out I had cancer. And I was still looking at a sentence, looking at 5 to 10 years with the federal penitentiary, and I was so afraid, but not afraid. I kept just getting reassurances from everybody. That knowing, no matter what happens, that they would be there for me. And I truly believe that. It came really true when I caught cancer. I thought I was going to be out of my ear, on my own, not a place to go, because that's a lot to take care of. God put me knew that I was going to have this cancer diagnosis, and he also put me in a place to where people loved me, took care of me, stood by my side. It's the first time I felt really love of a family. And I'm so very grateful. Every move from the time that I was picked up, I could see God's hand in it all. I could see his love in it all. I rang the bell on January 8th, 2020. I was cancer free. I've just had my fourth appointment, and I'm still doing good. Praise the Lord. I was so thankful and grateful to the branch that, you know, I decided that I want to help them drive, which I did this for a while because I believe that I was helping them, helping the Lord, and getting people places where they needed to go. I'm now down here in Western Oklahoma helping the Western Area Manager down here with here at Branch 15, doing the drives plus some other things. I want to tell people how much God truly does love them. And no matter how far in a hole that you are, no matter how deep in depression you are, no matter all the things that you've been doing, because I did a lot. A stealing, adultery, idolizing. I mean, a lot of sin. And God forgave me each and every one of those sins. He still loved me so much that he walked through that dark time with me. 25 years in addiction. I lost my children. He is helping me gain those children back now. And their forgiveness of me. That just feels so good. I feel him working in my family. He still has that great community around me. And I'm thriving. And God does love you so much. God does love me so much. God loves everyone. And all he wants you to do is come to him. And I know if any women out there who are getting their children back or in this addiction and feel lost and have nowhere to go, reach out to Branch 15. Go online to branch15.org and apply. I'm telling you, it's this faith-based Christian house, many houses, is a way to go. It's taught me a lot. And I'm truly happy now. I have found my joy. I have found my true joy. And I praise God for that every day. And he's not done with me yet.
He's not done with you, that's for sure.
Wow.
Tell Monica how it went at court, Joy.
Yeah, come on, sister.
Yeah.
All right.
It's crazy amazing.
It was a court situation. The first court that I had was on June the 4th. I had been at Branch 15 for, and this is before I even found out I had cancer. All right, so what the federal government does is they, when they tell you what you're being charged with, they automatically put you in jail. My attorney had told me that some judges leave you out. My judge happened to be one of them new judges in there and was really solid about you're going back, you're going to stay until you're sentenced. God showed up in a big way that day in court. He was, my attorney was standing up there, you know, trying to give all the reasons why I shouldn't go. And like I said, they didn't know I had cancer. I didn't even know I had cancer at this time. And the judge called my attorney and the prosecuting attorney out in the hallway, came back in shaking his head. And the conversation, I found out, wasn't even about me when he took him out in the hallway. He was still arguing with my attorney, saying, absolutely not. There's no reason why she should be out running around, so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, he sits down in his chair and he goes, I don't even know why I'm saying this. And he goes, and you better be good. You know, he's pointing at me. And so he released me out on back to Branch 15 to be able to do my, you know, wait till my sentencing. Because it took 3 years to get to my sentencing. And then, like I said, it was June. It was 3 months after that I found out I had cancer. I had a pretrial probation officer. He was awesome. His name was John. And John
also helped me. I mean, every person that God put in front of me that walked with me, it was meant for me. Even my counselor, Shauna, he placed her there for all the reasons. But let's go to the main court date. When I first walked into the courthouse, my attorney told me, she goes, I've been talking to the prosecutor, and he said that he would not deny us asking for you to be on some probation, but she goes, this is not guaranteed. All he's going to do is just agree. It's all right with him, but he's not going to do anything else, just like a yes type thing or sign a piece of paper type thing, if they chose to put me on probation. But it didn't look like they were going to be putting me on probation, okay? I thought I was going to go in and do time, which I had come to the conclusion that if I did, I was going to go in there happy, tell the girls about Jesus, and tell them about Branch 15 so they could find a place that, you know, have that healing, you know, and, you know, to be able to live in life. You know, I'm not saying I never have hard times or anything that comes across, but let me tell you what, I can handle a lot better than what I used to. I, you know, pray to God, and I go to my family. You know, if it's too strong, you know, if I just need to talk to somebody about it, God has put the perfect family around me so I can be able to have these discussions with. You know, and they help me put in perspective. But anyways, we go in up to court, and I've already given my $100 to my daughter, you know, and given her my purse and everything. So I'm planning on going on out this day, because $100 was all the fine that I had to pay for restitution. Like in state, they give these thousands of dollars. All I had to do is pay $100 to the court calls that day. And then they would take me on into custody, and I'd go into prison. But get up there, and then the prosecutor, you know, they open the floor for the prosecutor. My prosecutor, the prosecutor, notice I was calling mine now, the prosecuting attorney came out fighting for my defense.
He stood there for about 20 minutes talking about all the reasons why Joy did not need to go to prison.
The prosecuting attorney did.
Wow.
And the judge was arguing with the prosecuting attorney, asking him, what makes you think this? I mean, the judge was all shocked. And he goes, what makes you think this? You know, have you seen her record? And he started going through all my records, you know, say, you know, arrested for possession with a tip, you know, all my, you know, a lot of were possession with intent. And I mean, of various amounts, you know. And the prosecutor says, yes, I've seen that. And then he said that he thought something had changed in me. And that I would keep changing. He says, I've seen a change. And I know that John had talked to him before I went into the courthouse, which I didn't know about until all this was after. And again, John was my pretrial probation officer, so he had talked to the prosecuting attorney. But him and the judge argued for a while. Well, as you can see, I'm sitting here in front of you. I mean, he looked at me and he told me I needed to be good and that I owed these people. I said, absolutely. But, you know, I was praising the Lord in my heart. I couldn't believe it, you know, just even now, you know, it reminds me of that what song, Who Am I That the Lord?
Come on, sister. Yeah.
Because here I am, sitting out here in my freedom. And probation, I was put the lowest on the totem pole on the probation. So my probation is hardly nothing. It's supervised, but I just submit a piece of paper every month. And so far, I've drug tested like once a year since I've been on it. Wow. But it's just, and I don't have any problems being able to travel to go pick up a new lady or anything like that. I mean, it feels good. I mean, I had the trust of the prosecuting attorney. I had the trust of the courts. I mean, God just lit it up.
Wow.
It, that air in that courtroom was so thick you could have cut it with a knife. I mean, the Holy Spirit was it was crazy. It was crazy, you know. And when it came time for my attorney to say anything, they go, okay, you know. And she goes, she stands up and she goes, well, Your Honor, I think he's really said everything I was going to say.
He did it for me. Thank
she
you.
She was shocked. She was shocked. I mean, I just, it was just an amazing day. I mean, both times in court, feeling the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit going through so thickly, you know, and not even on the courts, you know, I feel God and the Holy Spirit, just, I don't know, it's just, and I carried a peace all through this court process. I'd go up to our director, which was also my program manager at the time. Her name was Terry Gordon with Branch 15. And I'd go into her office and I'd say, Terry, I'm feeling this peace. I said, is this not crazy? Because I said, you know, here I am looking at all this. Yeah. And even through my cancer, just like I they had people come and pray at my door, come into my room, pray in my room. They were even already looking for a place for me to go if I got sicker here at Branch 15. This is what they were doing for me. And I didn't get sicker. I got better.
Amen.
You know, I mean, who couldn't get better? You know, the Holy Spirit's flying all through the houses. And I mean, these people love Jesus. I love Jesus. Amen. You know, and if you don't know Jesus, get to know Jesus. Because, I mean, he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Oh, you can't get to him except through, you can't get to the Father except through him. And believe me, even if you have bumps and curves and little storms that come up or big storms that come up in your life and you're following Jesus, all you have to do is hang on to him. He will not ever leave you nor forsake you. He never left me. He never forsake me. He walked through that darkness with me. And he will do the same with you. He will heal you.
Amen.
You just got to hear. You just got to hear. You just got to listen to the Lord as he's talking to you.
I experienced a similar thing. We was kind of talking before, and I have a bonus daughter, Kaylin. I have two bonus daughters. And when their dad died, I told them, just because he's gone doesn't mean that I'm not here for you. They were in addiction. I got guardianship of the youngest bonus daughter's youngest son. And she had been battling. They both had battled addiction since they were very young. Like young. 12, 13. And they're in their, God, I don't even know, late 30s, early 40s maybe now. But Kaylin, she got popped. She was facing felony trafficking, up to 15 years in prison. And she went through, it was, golly, we went through three detoxes and two or three rehabs, but she got it. And she got clean. And she started going to court. She'd go to court, and every time they would postpone it. Postpone it. Yeah. Postpone it. Mm-hmm. Postpone it. Well, they went to court. She was trying to get into community sentencing thing up in Oklahoma City. And on one of her trips to court, and I told her, Kaylin, just ask Jesus to go with you. Ask Jesus to go with you. Now, Kaylin, at 14, she was shot up with dope, got a man that had access to her, got her drunk, and shot her up with dope, and got her pregnant. That crushed her. But now, she has surrendered, and Jesus showed up in court with her, because I said, make sure you invite him to go. Invite him to go with you. He's going to be your peace. And she did every time. And when it came down to, she did the evaluation and all that stuff to get into that program, her own attorney stood up in the court and told everybody, she don't qualify. She don't qualify. And then the district, the DA, the prosecutor, the one that they pay to put her in prison, to convict her, stood up for her in that courtroom and said, look, I tell you what, you go do a hair follicle. You do a hair follicle. You pass a hair follicle, and I'll work a deal with you. She was facing 15 years, man. She did what that guy asked her to do. And now she's, I think she got 10 years on paper. And all she has to do is fill out the paper and send it in and do a hair follicle when they request it. She got married. She's got a good job, and she got her boy back. We went in July and stopped the guardianship.
That is awesome.
So
I love watching stories like that. I get to see that a lot.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing to watch. God can use anybody.
Yeah, he can.
He can use it. He can move the heart of anybody. I can't change hearts. But I know a guy.
Yeah.
I know a guy who wants to change hearts.
You know, to this day, I feel like I was only in the Grady County for 2 weeks. And for me to get out and go to the halfway house, others could go, you could go to your families, which I had none to go to, or you could go to the halfway house. But an individual has to come pick you up from somebody you know. So I had my oldest daughter that was supposed to come pick me up, but she has a job, and she was in the middle of a bike deal. And then my other daughter was up at Grand Casino. She's in my car, out of gas, and no money, of course. So she had sent her friend to come pick me up, which I knew the friend because we had gotten high together. And so I was already leery about the friend coming to pick me up. I was even leery about the one daughter because my daughter was my next oldest daughter was strung out pretty bad too. But anyways, the run friend ended up showing up, and I'm so grateful that she did. As we were going to the halfway house, she goes, Joyce, you know, it's probably going to be your one last time, you know. She goes, I got a bow in the glove box if you want to get high before you get there. She goes, you know you aren't going to be able to do that for a while afterwards. And I looked at that glove box door, you know, and I stared at it, and I thought about it. And the only way that I can explain it, the Holy Spirit moving through me, because I came out with these words. And keep in mind that I'm only 2 weeks clean, and been in a 25-year addiction constantly. And I said, I think I'm in enough trouble. And we got when I got to the halfway house, they drug tested me the very next morning. Mm. If I would have failed that drug test, I would have sat in jail for 3 years until my sentencing. Mm. And, you know, on the trafficking and the other part about it. And if a person ever thinks that they're too far in trouble, that they can't get out. I had conspiracy of transporting 32 kilos over state line. So I was in some serious trouble. They knocked it down with possession with intent, but they still had the amount there. So if you think that you're too far gone and too far in trouble, I'm telling you, the Lord, I owe it all to the Lord. I give all glory to God because I would not be sitting in this chair today if it wasn't for the Lord. I mean, his mood in so many ways. And those hurts and pains that I had to deal with as I was growing up and then on into my adulthood, the abuse, all of it all. I've had forgiveness in my heart. Praying that the people would also get their life right. I don't blame myself for it anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a sister that helped me with that.
She's pretty awesome sauce.
Yes, she is.
Take one another.
And I'm so grateful to her. And this God sent her. Another part of my story.
Would now be a good time to take a break for some prayer requests and sponsorships? Yes.